I know he ain't gonna sue me to get in trouble. Oh God! Oh Lord! Oh my God!
OMG!
OMG, man! You say you're an agent, You're agent, man. What you mean? Oh my God! Agents don't believe in God. They don't believe in nothing. So you just gotta let them just talk. That's all I did. My son tried that on me. It didn't work. He tried it on me. But he way over in Canada somewhere, so I can't pick on him. So this year, you know, we want this year to be a different year.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it this the Holy Ghost year.
Amen. Holy Ghost year.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost year. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
When the church received the Holy Ghost, they made all kind of commotion.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
They was loud. Talking in their own tongues, speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
People, you know, the Holy Ghost got them. They thought they was a drunk.
Yeah.
But people, what's the matter with those people? They drunk or something? I want some of that they got. You know, that's how we got to be. That's the Holy Ghost here. I'm glad that Jesus kept his promise. Before he left here, he kept his promise that he was going to say what he was going to do. He said, last day he was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh.
All flesh.
Right.
He
kept his promise.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So what I love about the Lord is he didn't forget about us. You know, if you stop and think and put yourself in the disciples' shoes, mm-hmm. and all the days that they walked with Jesus, and they saw Jesus do miracles, and they slept on the ground next to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They ate fish and wherever Jesus did, you know, he always had a crowd.
Yes.
But you put yourself in his shoes, I mean, in the disciples' shoes, when Jesus was about to leave. Huh? Can y'all see that? Jesus said, you know, let them know, you know, I didn't come here to stay.
Amen.
I came here to save. I came here to die for the sins of the world. But it's come the time now, I got to leave you. I'll be gone a little while, but I'll be back. I'll take care of you, you know. And what he did was he made a promise.
Yes.
That he was going to do what?
Come back again.
He made that promise. And there's another promise he promised us. He's going to send us the Comforter.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what I want to dwell on today, the Comforter. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be in St. John 14. St. John 14, 15. I'm going to start at 15th verse, and I'm going to jump over here on the 23rd verse. Chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting at 15th verse. Hallelujah. All right. It said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Thank you, Jesus, he said. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. That he may abide with you for a little while.
Forever.
Hallelujah. You hear what Jesus said?
Amen.
He was actually talking about himself. Thank you, Jesus. He was going to see he wasn't going to leave us by ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
He had to tell the disciples that, I'm going, I gotta go home, I can't stay here. You know, I didn't come down here to live on earth. This is not my home. I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the heaven. Hallelujah. It's time for me to go home now.
Go home.
I can't stay down here with y'all all the time.
Yeah.
But when I go, I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna send the Comforter.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He's talking about himself. Another part of himself.
Yes.
Back down here on earth, because he knew what is good news. What does Jesus know?
We can't live holy without him.
We cannot make it without Jesus.
Amen.
We need his help.
Amen.
We need a comforter.
Yes.
We need somebody to comfort us when we are in trouble. Sin is coming up against us 24 hours a day. We need somebody to give us a hand. Thank you, Jesus. And that is what?
The Comforter.
The Comforter. That's what Jesus is talking about. Now, down here in the 23rd verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my what?
Word.
What word is he talking about?
His commandments.
What word is that? He will keep my what?
Commandments.
The commandments. What was the commandments?
To love one another.
Was he talking about the Ten Commandments?
No.
To love one another as he has loved them.
His word. So
his
what word he was talking about?
His word.
So what word?
The word of God.
You say his word, but what word are we talking about?
The word of God.
Every day that he was on earth and he preached, he taught the disciples, that's what he was talking about. You'll keep my words. Everything that he spoke of from age 12 to the time for him to go home.
Amen.
That's the words he was talking about. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
He was telling the disciples to keep my words. He even said commandments that time. He broke it down. He said words.
Okay.
Everything that I preached and taught you, keep them. If you what?
Love me.
If you love me. Thank you, Jesus. And my Father will love him. And we will come, what?
Unto him.
Unto him. And make our what?
Make our abode with him.
What's our abode?
To live.
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 Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, and you keep his words, the Lord is going to live with you.
Amen.
You're going to live with him.
Amen.
You got Jesus on your side.
Yes.
God is with you all the time.
Yes.
You keep the word of God inside of you. Hallelujah. We're going to come to that too, man. Let's see. What's the next one? 24?
Yes.
He that loves me not, keepeth not my what?
Sayings.
We see that every day, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's not hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the word which he what?
Which he hears.
It's not mine. Thank you, Jesus. But the
what? The Father's which sent me.
So he preached it anyway. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He preached it anyway. Even if they don't want to believe. And that's how the world is today. They don't want to believe the word of God. They believe everything but the word of God.
That's right.
Everything but.
Thank
amen.
You,
Jesus. That's true.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that God created the world.
Yes.
And he created man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He created a monkey.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
He created a monkey.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right.
Yes. He created everything on earth.
Well, they saying that we came from a monkey.
No.
Evolution. God says, yes. Yeah. I ain't no monkey.
No,
way.
I try to catch you. I want to catch you off guard.
Oh, long time.
He created man.
Yes.
He didn't create a man as a monkey. Evolved. We come from an evolution. What they call that? Y'all know all that.
Mankind.
Man.
Yeah.
Created man.
They just don't want to believe the word of God as what it said.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. This is what it's saying. Jesus was saying. His flesh was the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that came out of his mouth, it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
It was God
mm-hmm.
Speaking.
Yes.
So if they don't believe Jesus, if nobody want to hear, do what you want, don't worry about it, Sister Karen. Because you got to do what?
Save yourself.
I got to save myself.
Lord, beat you to death.
Oh, sorry.
these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He was still with them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who what?
The Father
will send in my name. Mm-hmm. He shall teach you what?
He shall teach you all things.
He shall teach you something.
All things.
Uh-huh. And what is he going to do? He bring what?
Bring all things to your remembrance.
Whosoever,
whatsoever, I have told.
Jesus said, everything that I taught you,
amen.
Everything that I preached,
uh-huh.
Everything that you heard me speak of,
uh-huh.
If you forgot it, the Holy Ghost will help you remember.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. This is what Jesus said. He did. He wasn't going to leave us confident.
Yes.
We have to have the Holy Ghost, and we have to have the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost rule and control our life.
Yes.
Thank you. No man on this earth today no man can make it without the Holy Ghost. People don't like to say the Holy Ghost. They say Holy Spirit. What's the difference? Holy Ghost, Spirit, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, the Bible says Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Jesus, and the Father is the Spirit, is the Holy Ghost. Y'all get me? We can twist that all up. We're going either way. The Holy Ghost is the Father. The Holy Ghost is Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of both. Jesus ain't no both. It's only one.
Only one.
I want to get y'all messed up now. Have to have the Holy Ghost to live. I know I got to preach this. We got to have the Holy Ghost when Jesus comes.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Ghost got to be living inside our life. You know, the Holy Ghost was bringing us in memories how we have to be in this life.
Yeah.
And how we have to live in this life. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, once you receive the baptism, hallelujah, you are no more of this world.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all hear that?
All right.
We are no more of this world. So you get the baptism in Jesus' name and the Holy Ghost, huh? You are no more of this world.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
God kept his promise. And his promise, I want to go here in Acts 2. Thank you, Jesus. He said he's going to send us a comforter.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Acts 1 right now. He said, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They still, you know, they was confused. They didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
Uh-huh.
The only person that really understood what Jesus was talking about was Peter.
Uh-huh.
Peter was the only one, he made the move.
Uh-huh.
Whatever Peter did, the rest of the apostles followed right behind him. They knew Peter knows.
Uh-huh.
Peter had a personal one-on-one time with Jesus. And that's why Peter knew what God was preaching to them. He made a promise that he was going to send the what?
Comforter.
When that happened? When did it happen?
On the day of Pentecost.
Come on, man.
The day of Pentecost.
The day of Pentecost.
And they were all one accord.
On the day of Pentecost, it was the day that Jesus fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That he kept his promise that I was going to send you the Comforter.
Yes.
I send you what? The Spirit of God.
Yes.
That's going to live in you, huh? All your days.
Amen.
Until the Lord come and take you away from here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was what?
All one accord.
One accord. They who?
120 in the upper room.
120 people that was up in the upper room. The disciples, 11 disciples, and all the other folks that followed behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They kept a crowd.
Yes.
They kept a crowd.
Amen.
And on this day, on the day of Pentecost, is the 50th day of the year that they celebrated the what?
The feast
of the Passover. That's the day that Jesus picked to send his Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And suddenly what happened?
There came
what?
Down from heaven.
And what happened?
As of a rushing mighty wind.
And it's what?
Filled all the house. Where
they were sitting.
And there what?
Appeared unto
them. Clothed with tongues. Like a fire. And what?
And it sat upon each of them.
Come on now.
And they all was filled with the Holy Ghost.
They all was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's the word said. They was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The day or the time that the Holy Ghost came down. And went and got inside of them. Jesus' words was fulfilled.
Amen.
See, we can't, you know, walk around in this world without the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God, once you receive it, it is your protector.
All right.
Not only from the devil, but from people that are going to harm you.
Uh-huh.
See, the Holy Ghost, it has a driving force inside of you.
Yes.
It works on your conscience. That's what it's for.
Uh-huh.
That's what Jesus is talking about. And if you forgot the word, it remind you.
Remember.
It let you know what I said in my word not to do and what to do.
Yes.
That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yes.
And without it, we just be wandering around. Just like the other dead folks, huh? Hallelujah. We have to have the Spirit of God inside us to survive all the dangers and all the stuff that's going on in this world.
Amen.
It'll warn you and let you know if you're doing something that you shouldn't do.
All
right. Huh? All that's right. What the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
It'll warn you that you're picking up too much burdens.
Yes.
That's dragging you down.
Yes.
Things that's getting your attention.
Yes.
Off of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
This is what the conference is for. You know, Jesus, he's cool. He always said he gets cool. Huh? You know, he knew that we was helpless without this spirit. And so once you receive it, you got somebody. You can be driving down the street. It could be a wreck ahead of you. Huh? It could be a wreck. You don't know it's going to be a wreck there. You don't know it's going to be a wreck. But the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you to tell you to turn down the street.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay, go down the street.
That's right.
And then you go down that street and you go around. And then you hear about this big accident. The first thing you say, I was just on that road.
Yeah.
I was just about to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost is there to let you know it's danger ahead of you.
Yes.
And it'll tell you, go this way.
Yes.
If somebody was coming to do harm to you, this is what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yes.
Is to warn you.
Amen.
Yes.
And tell you, don't do that.
Yes.
Do this. Hallelujah. Remember the word of God. It speaks to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's like I preach sometimes about an automatic pilot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The automatic pilot. You know how the planes now. I don't know about the planes now, though. I don't know. But
They're trying to do cars now.
I'm cutting down my driving. I'm cutting my driving down. Because they come with these cars driving with nobody behind the wheel. No, I don't know about that. That is not going to work. I'm telling you that is not going to work. Once that airplane get up in the sky, start flying to its destiny, They hit that button, automatic pilot. They sit there and shoot the breeze.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Uh-huh. You know, watch the clouds go by. You think they be driving the plane?
No.
They don't drive the plane.
Yeah, I see
a bunch of
going back.
Yeah, they do. They're pulling the corner down. What you doing, pilot? Before we drive that plane? Oh, don't worry about that. It's on automatic pilot. You think they be making it go all like that? No, they be sitting there drinking coffee. Because the plane is programmed to go to the destiny, to where it's going to go. And when they get there, when they almost like you was going to New York to the car, and almost on the wheels come out.
Yeah.
And you think they be driving that plane? Huh? No, they don't. Many people trust those pilots. You hear that?
Yeah.
Many people trust that airplane, big old airplane in the sky, huh? But when it comes to Jesus,
red alert.
See, we have an automatic pilot with Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Comforter.
Yes. The Comforter.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
And then we see the in order for you to receive the Spirit of God, you got to repent of your sins. Everybody know that, huh?
Amen.
That's right.
You repent of your sin. The Spirit of God will come and dwell with you because Jesus said it.
Yes.
Amen.
He said he would send the Comforter. He told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and stay there.
Yes.
And just wait. I'll be there. I'm going to sit there. I'm not going to leave you by yourself.
Yes.
Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you. I'll be here with you. I'm just going to go. When I go home, and I'm going to send another part of me back to you.
Right.
Yes.
There
Thank
you go.
You, Jesus.
Okay. I'm not going to be in the flesh.
All right.
I'm in the flesh right now. I'm still with you right now, but I'm finna go.
Yes.
But when I get, as soon as I get on my cloud and go home, and when I know I'm back home, all the angels up there go, say, oh, Jesus, you back.
Yeah.
You back. You know, take the time. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They welcome him back home. You know, they miss Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He's back on his throne. He's sitting on his throne. Then he going to send the what?
The Comforter.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Which is Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
A spirit you can't see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we see the spirit right now. What happened to us right now? Y'all beat me out the door, wouldn't you? Leave me standing here. Thank you, leave me standing here. But he sent his spirit. He didn't send his spirit just to walk around and, you know, he sent his spirit to dwell inside of us. Once you repent of your sins, obey the scriptures, what Jesus told you to do, how to be baptized, come out of the water in Jesus' name, when you come out, the Holy Ghost is a must.
Amen.
Y'all got quiet on me.
Amen. Amen. Thank
it's
you.
A must.
Yes.
We got to have it.
Got to have it.
The Holy Ghost is, all right, let me use the magnet again. I know everybody in here played with a magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got some magnets together, you know, and played with them. Have you ever played with the mercury? Everybody in here, except some kids right there, played with mercury. The most dangerous stuff you can play with.
I didn't.
My mama and my father watch us play with it.
Uh-oh.
Get it, spat it, what? Come back together, don't it?
Yeah.
No matter what we're doing, come back together. That stuff is so dangerous. I still got mercury in me.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Jesus. That's how the Holy Ghost is.
Yeah.
When Jesus comes, we have to have the Spirit inside us. The zephyr's out of this body.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So we got to have it.
Yes.
Everybody got to work on the Holy Ghost.
All right.
It's an individual matter. Thank you, Jesus. But when you put that magnet, and you take another magnet, a piece of steel, take a piece of steel and a magnet, that's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yeah.
And when Jesus comes, he made another promise. And that promise was, he was coming back to get the saints, Christians, in the world, he's coming back to get us.
Yes.
We got to be like that magnet.
Amen.
Anybody that tries to get into heaven and they don't have the Holy Ghost, now you know when you take a magnet, you do the other side,
push it away.
Not contract, but it'll repel. It'll repel. That's without the Holy Ghost, everybody don't want to go to heaven when Jesus may see Jesus. But if they don't have the Holy Ghost, it ain't going.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. The Holy Ghost will not dwell in an unclean temple.
Yes.
So this is it's something, just thought you receive the Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, huh? Mm-hmm. Just thought you receive it, you got to do what now?
Keep it.
You got to fight.
Amen.
The devil, man, he don't want you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. He don't want you to do that. He wants you to do wrong, sin, everything, any sin that's inside you, the Holy Ghost will not dwell.
Amen.
Now, I tell you what the Holy Ghost will do, is to talk to you.
Right.
Amen.
You know, you in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Say, I am in the flesh.
In the flesh.
And the Bible says all flesh is subject to what?
Air.
Mm-hmm. That's for everybody. Bishop, priest, or whatever. All flesh is subject to error. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing that's different between us, you know, us and the world. We got something that will let us know when I do something wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
If you do something contrary to God, the Holy Ghost is going to spirit of God inside you, going to talk to you and say, no, you got to repent. You got to repent for that.
Right. Okay.
It'll work with your conscience. It'll work on you.
Yes.
Trust me.
I know.
It'll work on you.
Oh, yeah.
The devil... The only thing that the devil could do to you is get in your flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got the Holy Ghost. The devil can't touch me, huh? The flesh is where he gets to you.
Yes.
But see, when you got the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost inside you that fight him.
Yes.
A 24-hour battle.
All right.
That's another message. Sick of you, huh?
Amen.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes.
The Spirit of God inside you. That's why it pays to get God's Spirit down inside of you.
Amen.
Can this just be the lesson we just go home? Thank you, Jesus. This is what Jesus is giving me.
Okay.
Huh?
Amen.
The Spirit is what we must have. I want to see more Spirit fire in our service.
Yes.
I want to see the Holy Ghost move
Amen.
In our church. I want to see the Holy Ghost get burning down inside you. I want to see, or Ted, I want to see you shout.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see you cut a dance.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will protect you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will put joy in your side.
Hallelujah.
Inside of you, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Sometimes people don't wonder, why is he always happy? Well, why is it? It's not seeing if he has it.
Huh?
Yeah. All he got to do is ask you. Huh?
Yep.
And I tell you.
Amen.
I got the Holy Ghost down inside of me.
Thank
to
you.
Tell you. Me,
Hallelujah.
Not the word. Yeah. Jesus said what? Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
So how is it going to let my heart be troubled? I can just do that myself?
No.
Huh?
The comforter.
Thank you, Jesus.
The comforter is there.
He said, let not your heart. You won't worry no more. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God, once it gets inside you, it'll live with you, it'll work with you, it'll keep you going, it'll keep your mind on Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many times a day do you keep your mind on Jesus?
All day long.
As much as possible.
You couldn't do that if you didn't have the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's important. I mean, in these days and times, the end of the world is nigh.
Yes,
it is.
We are living in the last days.
Yes.
Perilous time means dangerous time.
Yes.
It is. You know, for me to look on the news and the police driving down the street and one of the Muslims, somebody go and just shoot him, just to come out of nowhere and shoot the police. That's the kind of world we're living in.
Yes.
We can't trust nobody in the world. Can't trust the police, the judges, lawyers. Can't trust nobody.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
And it's what, that's how it's going to get. And it's not going to get, it ain't going to get any better.
No.
But when you got the Holy Ghost, it do not matter.
Uh-oh. Yes.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
When you got the Spirit of God inside of you, you don't have to worry. Every day you don't have to.
Amen.
It's over. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus says, the Bible in the Word says, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
All right.
What did it say? You let the whole world go.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because you got the Holy Ghost inside. The Holy Ghost is the most precious thing that you can have down inside of your soul.
Amen.
Thank you. That's why I say we need a day to come together and call on Jesus.
All
Hallelujah. With one accord like the apostles did.
Yes.
And get the Holy Ghost to. Hey, I want some more Holy Ghost. I don't know about y'all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I can't get enough
That's
Spirit
right.
down in me. I can't.
Hallelujah.
I can't get enough. It's what keeps me going.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It keeps me going. Without it, I'm helpless.
Yes.
Amen.
I depend 100% on the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
To keep my mind. The reason why you see most people walking around and looking crazy and acting crazy and doing all kinds of drugs and stuff.
Lord, I'm Jesus.
You see the people with the teeth falling out their mouth and some of everything. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus, huh? You know why? They ain't got the Holy Ghost. They ain't no angel unaware. Ain't no angel gonna be walking around no teeth missing. Huh? Ain't gonna happen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
When the angels came down here with Lot, huh? Were they ugly?
No,
they were some good-looking angels.
Amen.
They were so good that the men wanted them.
Yeah.
Thank you, huh?
Amen.
So ain't no angel going to come down here looking toothless and looking like they own some crack and stuff like that. Ain't no angel going to do that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. No, it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
Now he might be ragged, you know, he might have some ragged clothes on, you know, just to let you know he didn't want you to know I'm an angel.
Right.
But not toothless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's how our world is today. It's just our world, the devil just got his hands on the minds of people everywhere.
Yes.
And if you know anything about Jesus and the Holy Ghost, inside of you, you are blessed.
Amen.
You got a protector. think that Paul said in his word that it was better for him to die than to live. Think of you, huh? He said it was better for him. He was there in the state of mind that he was in with Jesus. He was ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he died, he was going to live with Jesus.
All
right. Amen?
Amen.
That's how you get when you get the Holy Ghost down. And you got the Holy Ghost inside this flesh, you know, controlling you and helping you make it and stuff. Oh, Lord, help me not to do nothing wrong with Jesus. Huh? That's why you got to always talk to Jesus. Help me not to do nothing. Lord, please fix my mind. Thank Jesus. The devil will get all in your head and do his words in your head. And, you know, the devil talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil don't talk to y'all.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
If he don't, I mean, he got you.
Yeah, that's right.
He ain't worried about you no more.
That's right.
Oh, I got that. The devil gets
it. Yes, he does.
I mean, I don't even want, you know, much as I love my Bigfoot shows and stuff, and my ghost story. I like my story, because I like that kind of stuff.
Right.
But when they start cussing, they make me so mad. I want to write to them, would you please stop cussing?
Yes.
You're messing my show up.
That's right.
Amen.
Huh? Because I don't want to hear those words.
Amen.
I don't want those words in my head. I said, I'm working to keep them out of my head.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, huh? And the Holy Ghost will help you. It'll help you to be a clean, sober-minded person.
Thank you.
That's what it's for. When I speak of the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus come down as a spirit
uh-huh.
and dwell, he ain't gonna dwell outside you.
No.
He got angels to do that, huh? You have an angel.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You have an angel.
Amen.
Beside you.
Thank you.
When you're in the bed asleep.
Hallelujah.
You know that commercial with the man with the lung?
Yes.
Don't even think about it. Huh? Y'all know that commercial, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
The with the lung commercial. ADP. And a big black man standing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a football player.
Oh,
something.
I know he's
you know that big guy?
Oh,
like your angel is standing there over you all the time.
Okay.
You know, those burglars are going to come, you know?
Yeah.
They finna go in the house and burglar the house, and he's standing there. Don't even think about it. They look at him.
That.
And say, oh, now, let's get the next house down. When you got an angel.
Amen.
Standing over you when you sleep.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know how they take it when you snore, though, but I tell you, when you sleep, he's standing there. He's standing there for one reason, Pastor. And what's that? Watching over you from what? The devil.
Amen.
He's watching you when you're sleeping. Everybody got an angel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I can say that because I know his angels.
Amen.
Huh? God sent an angel to Joseph. Ain't that in the Bible? Sent two angels to Lot, right?
Yes.
Huh? Down through the scriptures, you know, don't get me wrong. Jesus need help. That sounds funny, huh? God need help. Huh? Y'all understand that?
We got it.
You got
when
it.
He was in the flesh, he suffered.
He suffered?
He needed comfort while he was in the flesh.
Why Jesus, God himself, sit on the throne, need help.
To keep us straight.
Don't y'all believe that God needs help?
Oh, yeah.
In what
that
way?
Bring the people that don't know him.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go and preach the word
that,
of Jesus.
That's a different type of help. God needs help. Huh? If he didn't need no help to the cow, what's the use of him making angels? What's the use of God having an angel?
Messengers.
Do you think He see everything.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Yeah.
But can you imagine all the attitudes? Mm-hmm. Can you handle a million people in one room for a team?
That's
now y'all keep on coming from me. Y'all following me now. Y'all got me now.
Okay.
God, Jesus himself, needs some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how he do it.
Yes.
I know he's God Almighty, but he got an angel.
Yes.
If Jesus didn't need no help, what was the reason for him to send Joseph down his house? I mean, not Joseph, the angel come down, and the angel was Gabriel, wasn't it?
Yes.
Gabriel, I believe.
Huh? That's the high angel up there.
Yeah.
Next to God. God sent him to tell Joseph to take Jesus away.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Y'all got it now, huh?
Yes.
God need help.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many attitudes in this world. Huh?
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
If y'all come at me at one time, I go crazy. Ah! I couldn't do that. So Jesus need help, so that's why you got an angel. Huh?
Watching over you.
Yeah. And he communicate with what?
With God.
He communicate with God?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Okay. Same
the Holy Ghost that's down inside of you. Huh?
Okay.
Hallelujah. Down inside of your angel who's standing next to you, sitting next to you right now, is there to guide you and the Holy Ghost inside of you as you go.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm trying to put this out where y'all can understand it because you know, a lot of this stuff can be so confusing. Huh? But the matter is receiving the Holy Ghost. The only way you can receive the Holy Ghost, huh, is to repent of your sins,
mm-hmm.
back out into his name, and then you got to do what?
Tarry to receive the Holy Ghost.
How would you receive the Holy Ghost? And you got to ask him.
All right.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
You got to ask him.
All right.
Huh? He said, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. Lord, I need some more Holy Ghost.
I need it.
So, Lord.
Lord.
Give me some more Holy Ghost.
More Holy Ghost.
More Holy Ghost. I need some more Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is just like a car.
All right.
Huh? You drive that car from here to Las Vegas. Huh? You're going to run out of gas.
Right.
I guarantee you, you're going to run out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you drive one of the little smart cars. Huh?
Hybrid.
Thank you, the hybrids. You might run out of gas with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Before you get there. That's what the Holy Ghost is. Huh?
Amen.
It's our feeling, like reviving. Getting revived.
Yes.
That's what Holy Ghost is for. That's what a revival is for.
Yes.
It's to fill up. The reason why we come to church on Sunday. See, on Sunday, when you get on Sunday after the church, you're going to feel good when you walk out that door, ain't you, for a kid?
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you felt the Spirit today.
Hallelujah.
See, when you go out the door, you're going to feel good.
Thank you, Jesus.
By Tuesday.
You need to go by the gas station.
Getting close.
Yeah.
Getting close in. Yeah. Getting
half-tank. Yeah, half
a tank. By Thursday, don't be like Gloria, my wife. She waited to take it way in the middle with quarter gas. I've been married to her 40-some years. Huh? And one thing I couldn't understand about her, why you don't get no gas in this car? When I go to the gas station, I fill that car to the brim.
Yes.
That's what I do.
You actually say money.
I fill it to the brim. Gloria fill it halfway.
Oh,
that don't work. That don't work.
$20
okay.
You gotta fill it to the brim.
I'm just saying, by Friday, you should be ready. See, that's why they have church on Friday. That's why they have church on Friday. When I was born, we had church.
Yes.
Mother's Day.
Young people on Friday.
They had Friday service because by the time we reached Friday, we tensed up. I'd lose it. Huh? So put you back on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Maybe someday we'll come to that point. By the time Friday, I need some church. I need some church. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to get back here on Sunday. This is the day we praise the Lord, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the day, this is the gas station, huh?
Yes.
This is the gas station.
All right.
Well, that's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
It's to refill you to the brim.
Hallelujah.
Overfill it. Put that gas in there until you see water, the gas dripping out. That's what I want. I want thank you, Jesus. Not halfway. You get not half a tank, and you get a half a tank, you're not gonna make it to Tuesday. You be all on Tuesday. These kids get up on nerves. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Help me.
Well, I need some energy. The Holy Ghost is energy.
Yes, it is.
It's the energy to your body.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we come here. We should start church at the time we start church, and it'd be nighttime when we leave. Oh, y'all ain't going to do that. Next Sunday when you come here, everybody should have a song on their heart. Next Sunday.
All right.
Yeah.
I got two yes, three. How many
yes?
Yeah. Everybody should have a song on their heart.
Amen.
On next Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all going to do that?
Amen.
You going to get a song?
I got it.
Pick your song out of that thing. Pick your song. Have a song in your heart on next Sunday.
Got it.
Even Monday, you have a song next Sunday, okay? The theme. All right?
I got it. So we can
right?
Do it.
Yes. Have a song. And it's filling up the Holy Ghost. And rejuvenate yourself
yes.
on Sunday. But one of these days, we're going to have a Friday.
Yeah.
Or someday.
She said okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody just pick your song. Don't be bashful. And be ready.
Okay.
Be ready to get your tank full. That's
yes.
what the Holy Ghost is for.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
The Spirit Hallelujah. Of God, God himself,
Glory.
Coming down and living inside you. Help, we cannot make it in this world by ourselves.
Thank you,
I'm telling
Jesus.
You. Yes. Too many crazy comfort. Folks.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Perilous time.
Too many crazy. God, go to Cleveland. I'll go back home. Oh, I'm ready for Sunday.
Yeah. Just the neighbors.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Neighbors.
I
wish
okay.
I could have a mute button.
I had to go down. I'm going to Richmond, but sometimes I have to go. I just have to go.
Oh.
I go back to Cleveland. I'm ready, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
I pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Extra
Thank
prayer
Jesus.
For you.
Everything just get on your nerves.
Oh, yeah.
But the Holy Ghost is there
Thank
to
you,
comfort
Jesus.
Us. It's there to give us what?
To give us help. And
to give us what?
Us.
And ye shall receive power after what?
After the Holy Ghost has come.
So you're going to receive what?
Power.
That's what the power is.
Power
it's
over the
power
enemy.
Of God to help you to make it in this world until he comes.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a holy life.
Hallelujah.
It's not a partial living in the holy life. It's a 100% holy life.
Amen.
We got to fight Satan every day of our life. We got to repent every day. Ask the Lord, if anything that you know of me, Jesus, come down.
Yes.
Amen.
And fill me up with some more Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Fill
Thank
me up with
Jesus. Thank
you.
I hope y'all got this.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
the
you,
Holy Ghost, receiving the Holy Ghost.
Thank
when
you,
I was
Jesus.
Coming up and they was teaching us how to receive the Holy Ghost, they taught us to tarry. That's what they used, the word tarry. And the word tarry means wait.
Uh-huh.
Waiting on God, waiting on the Holy Ghost. Well, that's what they did up in Offering. They went up there and they tarried. And they waited because Jesus told them to go up in the upper room. They didn't know what was going to happen. They did what Jesus did and told them to go to Jerusalem and wait. Y'all just sit there and wait. I'll be there. And then when the Holy Ghost came, everybody understood. Now, this is
okay.
what Jesus is talking about.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost to help us to make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So,
Amen.
Whew, I've been
hallelujah.
Tired of my body, but I tried.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
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 We must have the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak for myself. That's what I was going to say. They tell us when we coming up, they put us all on an altar. We call the altar call. Y'all come up.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We kids was 9, 10,
mm-hmm.
these kids age. And half the time we came up to carry. Carry me, we're going to call on the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they brought us, to get the Holy Ghost. And we used to get up on that altar and we used to outdo each other. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
We get on our own
yeah.
We all see each other. We ain't understand nothing
mm-hmm.
we're doing. We just want to get up there and just tear it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll be peeping at the person next to me. We be peeping at me. We just didn't know no better. We didn't know. Until we had to get real serious with it.
Okay.
They put us out.
All right.
I have a brother that they put him in a chair. And we called on Jesus. That's how they said, that's how you're going to receive the oil. Whosoever to call on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
That's what he did. My brother used to scoot in his chair all the way around the chair. I mean, church. Down this aisle, all the way back down this way, and back that way. My oldest brother now that I have. He was calling on Jesus. That's what we did. We got on the altar, and some of them people, they'll stand over and be saying, come on, call me. Call in right now, Jesus. We calling Jesus, calling Jesus. They be spitting all in your face. All everything. How am I going to call on Jesus? You spitting all in my face. Those altar workers, call them altar workers. They get up there and they carry with you. They come on. Call him now. Oh, my eyes and looking in the mirror. I didn't understand none of it. I just did it. Paris went up there, Johnny went up there, and Linda went up there. I'm going up there too. And that whole aisle be full of kids. Called on Jesus.
Yeah.
But you know, when I got to a certain age and I did understand what they was trying to teach us, I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's another story. I can tell you some more.
Amen.
What brought me to getting the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it. You call on the name of Jesus. We need to come together and call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I guarantee you he'll fill this church up with his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. That's what we did.
Thank you.
So I just want to bring that out. Calling on the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if you've got the Holy Ghost, don't never say, I don't need no more.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The devil know exactly where you are with God.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna throw this at you. Have a demon or spirit attacked you?
I'm not gonna hang around y'all.
Do you believe that there is a demon, the dark spirit?
Oh yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh yeah.
And they will reveal themselves.
Oh yeah.
You know why you ain't been attacked?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now why haven't you been attacked?
You have Jesus. The name of Jesus.
They ain't gonna mess with you.
You
know why they ain't gonna mess with you?
Because they can't.
You got the Holy Ghost. You exposed to Jesus.
They can't stand
and they cannot stand the company or the presence of the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Huh? They know you got a weapon.
All right.
And the weapon is what?
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you say Jesus, they can't stand it.
That's right.
Can't.
That's all I say. If they have that guy, don't try to get close to me no more. I think about that. Think about it. You are protected by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. So take that with you. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm done.